Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Imagine having to fight an alligator for a lawn chair in Florida. That's literally the only sentence that you can say that makes sense only in Florida, nowhere else. One Facebook user showed Guapo, the greedy alligator at the Everglades Holiday Park in Fort Lauderdale, apparently likes to take people's lawn chairs. And there's a video of him taking someone's lawn chair. Florida Fish and Wildlife say that alligators like, you know, obviously they need external heat sources, so they bask in the sun. And Guapo, the greedy alligator, thought that chair was a great way to do it. I mean, I'm not going to fight him for it. No way. Yeah. I mean, go ahead and have that. Go ahead and take it. Just have it. A Florida man is charged with stealing a staggering 1,300 gallons of Wawa gas. It's the Wawa. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. So this dude, $9,000. That's what I was looking for. $9,000 worth of gas from Wawa locations in Orange County, Florida last year. Yerison Perez was charged with three counts of grand theft, one count of a scheme to defraud on Friday, and he was arrested on an active warrant. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services announced the arrest, and he was also arrested by Orlando police for fuel theft August of last year. Three separate Wawa locations he targeted, 1,300 gallons of fuel stolen, totaling more than $9,000 in value. And he's on video, on all of this stuff. And apparently he's got a couple of other charges against him too. But I mean, of all the things to do, that's not very, you can't really do that surreptitiously. You know what I mean? You can't, it's not something that you can just like do without being caught. I don't know. Some of these people. Let's see here. Okay. So this guy, 78-year-old Florida man, shot at his neighbor because the neighbor trimmed his trees over the property line. Oh, my gosh. So Edward Drzolowski, yeah, from De Leon Springs, was booked into Volusia County Jail Sunday. Second-degree murder. He killed this dude. He killed the 42-year-old. This is a 78-year-old. You know what you say. Elderly people aren't innocent. This 78-year-old shot and killed this 42-year-old came.
Not all old people are innocent.
Yeah, okay. Brian Ford was trimming tree limbs along the fence line, and Drzolowski confronted him about being on his property, and he told detectives he told Ford he was going to kill him, and when Ford didn't leave, he killed him. There were two 911 calls that came in. Paramedics arrived, but they couldn't revive the guy. And Drzolowski's being held without bond pending initial court appearance. So he's got a second-degree murder charge that's like minimum of 16 and a half years, and he could get maximum of life in prison. I don't see how this is. Someone was like, well, was it a stand your ground? Doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it was a stand your ground at all. It sounded like this guy got mad because this dude was trimming trees. That's what it sounds like. And a black bear sighting in a tree at Disney World triggers the closure of the Magic Kingdom. Oh, look, they're still in the headlines after all. Florida Fish and Wildlife said that they successfully captured the adult female bear, and they're going to relocate it to a national forest. But there was aerial footage. They found a bear in a tree. It's a bear in a tree. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com. Speaking of big whiny babies, can't even believe this is an actual headline, but surprise, it is. You know how anytime a Republican, let me just put it like that, anytime a Republican were to say anything hurtful, I guess, or that hurts the feelings of a journalist or criticizes their work or something like that, you always have other journalists run out and claim that, oh, it's sanctity of the press, the sanctity of the free press. You guys are so mean. Oh, all the time. Like, you hear that all the time. I ran across this headline, and I thought it was actually kind of funny until I realized that it was our taxpayer dollars at work. Kane's laughing. You know, though, I mean, first we had the DHS intelligence experts group. That's what we were talking about last hour. And I'm pulling the story up. And then now we have this new, apparently our tax dollars are being used to help journalists get over being trolled. I know. I'm right there with you. It's kind of, I mean, we'll have a piece about this coming up later, but this is, I thought it was funny. Twitchy used the, what's her face? The chick at Washington Post who went after Libs of TikTok, Taylor Loren. She's like 60 years old and she says she's like 19. I don't know that chick. True story. Everybody's been using that image. So journalists, this was first reported by Daily Caller. $5 million to give to journalists for some emotional support if they're trolled. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not making this up. It's actually a real thing. I think I tweeted about this last night too, didn't I? I think I did. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Journalists who are being trolled online can seek help on the taxpayer's dime. That was an unintentional rhyme. Good on them. Whoever's writing those tweets for you, Daily Caller, good job. The program, if you go to usaspending.gov, kill us now. The program is called Expert Voices Together. What is this about? Well, if you're wondering, Expert Voices Together is a government grant database that is a socio-technical system that provides real-time support to experts experiencing online harassment. It's to provide journalists and other experts with the means of monitoring and reporting alleged abuse and personalized assistance with digital safety, mental health care specialist, and trauma-informed care. End quote. Mm-hmm. Expert Voices Together. So two expert things, like back-to-back with the government. Look at that. It is the National Science Foundation that first allocated almost $1 million in funding to George Washington University in 2021. And then the project was approved for continuation in 22 with an additional $5 million in taxpayer funds. It's still ongoing. It's not going to end until next year. And it provides journalists with mental health counseling and to address the rapid spread of misinformation that they themselves perpetuate. Wait, what? And this is actually a sentence from this thing. Ready? Word salad. Harassment undermines confidence in pivotal sources of knowledge and reduces expert participation in the information ecosystem. In case you wondered what vomit sounded like, it was that sentence. They want to bolster trust and authenticity in communication systems. I can't even. Mm-hmm. Now, they, you know, for instance, the Taylor Lorenz lady, she's said that. Remember, she tried to go after Libs of TikTok because Libs of TikTok literally reposted stuff that nutjobs freely posted themselves in a public forum. Yep. And when Taylor Lorenz showed up at her house And then there was backlash at her abusing her reporter's position and bullying someone. Then she claimed that she was being bullied as a way to dodge accountability, because that's what journalists do. They, whenever they're called out on their BS, they claim that they're being bullied so they don't have to be held accountable to their bad behavior. That's what this is. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people doxed and everything else, but this is done so that these reporters, that they can avoid any kind of culpability or any kind of anything, any accountability at all. But this is $5 million. Now, I had asked the question, where can we as taxpayers go to seek relief from abuse we receive by journalists? Right? Where's ours? Where I want the journalists to pay for us. Where's that at? If you need mental health counseling because someone criticizes your work, you literally need to be involuntarily committed and not be working in public with people. Oh my gosh, we have the softest society. It's not even soft. It's people who are exploiting this and trying to claim that it's trauma because they don't want to take accountability for their BS. That's what this is. They don't want to be called to account. That's all this is. And they're exploiting like actual real issues that other people legitimately deal with. And then you know what that does? It cheapens public sentiment for any future claims of trauma by anybody. Shameful what these people are doing. And it's our tax dollars. I mean, they do interviews with MSNBC where they pat each other on the back. Can you believe it? Like, I literally showed up at someone's house because I didn't like what they tweeted. And can you believe the hate that I got? Oh my gosh. Like, totally. That's what they do. It's insane. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
The market is struggling. Newsweek says that home building is collapsing. I told you this when we had the headline about sofas, which I didn't know about the sofa metric. Did y'all know that? I didn't know that, like, the fewer sofas that are being purchased, that's like a sign that the housing market's not going well. By the way, sidebar, do you call it a sofa or a couch? Is that like a regional difference? Sofa or couch? Think about it. I know, it's very important. Can we talk about this? Because Kane is in this camp. They call it a far-right conspiracy theory that John Fetterman has a body double, and they say that it's gone viral. They said he tweeted a picture, and by him I mean somebody else on his staff that can put on pants, of Homer Simpson responding to conspiracy theorists who won't stop promoting the claim that he's been replaced by a body double. And they put Senator Guy Incognito, and it has the stash. I think it's just because he's lost weight. I mean, it's still the same dumb face. I mean, just, I think he's lost weight. You have to admit that. I mean, he has, but I don't know. I don't know if I buy the whole, I don't know if I buy that. Amazon is adding 250,000 holiday workers and increasing pay. They said that they're hiring all the new workers starting this month because we're getting ready. I can't believe this already, but we are. We are rolling into the holiday shopping season. The holiday shopping season. I mean, it's not even Halloween yet. It's not even officially spooky season yet. I mean, what do you expect people to put up their Christmas trees while they're eating turkey and wearing their Halloween costumes? Like, what is going on with you, retail? This is so weird. They said that they're raising the starting pay for the new full-time, part-time, and seasonal workers to an average of $20.50 per hour. So they said if they're looking for a short-term way to make extra money, you know, there's a role there. That's what the VP said. And Amazon, apparently, they increased their sales 9% last season compared to the year before. That's a 78% increase compared to 2019. And that's outpacing all the brick-and-mortar businesses as well. So very interesting. Let's see. Also, we're going to talk about this coming up. The DOJ is looking into Elon Musk's past. Wall Street Journal has the piece. They're going all the way, I mean, going back years, years and years with Elon Musk because it's a witch hunt. But I tell you, it is an absolute witch hunt. And the average price of gas in L.A., do you want to know? It's over $6. Like, we're getting near $7 territory in some places. Yeah. They said it's skyrocketed to an average of over
meanwhile, John
$6
dollars
a gallon. In fact,
he tweeted this out
like
literally just a little bit ago.
$6.49.
Can I say this
gosh.
Word?
It's going to get worse.
I don't know if I can say this. Let me put this in Slack. Can I say that word that's in the headline?
Yeah, if you pronounce it just like it's written, I think so.
Jag off?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's... don't look at me, guys.
That's news. I mean...
It's news and it's what he said. It's right. What... It's what Senator Cargo Shorts McCroc said, okay? So he's really milking this to level cringe. At this point, it's just like, we get it. You're a slob. Gross. And he says that I guess he thinks it's not him. You know, it's his staff. He tweeted, quote, and by he, I mean his staff, quote, if those jagoffs in the house stop trying to shut our government down and fully support Ukraine, then I will save democracy by wearing a suit on the Senate floor next week. Nobody cares. I don't want to do anything that bad. I don't care what you do, man. You could like wear a sumo. You could wear a sumo towel. I don't care. Nobody does that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But it seems like, because he can't, now that's all he talks about. He's, or his staff and him, I guess he's being encouraged to only talk about that now. And he's beating it to death. Now it's just becoming kind of annoying. And then you know what? Then you get stuff like this. I can't. Susan Collins, who I'm not even a fan of. She's now threatening to do stuff too. See, look what he started. Go ahead. Go ahead, play that.
I plan to wear a bikini tomorrow to the Senate floor to do away with the dress code. To me, debases the institution.
It's going to be a bingo wing party. Man, it's going to... We have the dumbest... We live in the dumbest times. We really do. I want aliens to come and just like blow up our planet. We live in the dumbest of times. Honestly, I watched this movie last night. It was supposed to be a horror movie, but it actually made me feel hopeful. It was about, I can't remember what it was called. It was some chick. Oh, Significant Other. That's what it was called. Some chick and her boyfriend who's a vegetarian. And I was like, that's your first problem. I'm already scared. Like, you're going into the woods with this beta. They were in the Pacific Northwest. So, it was, they had the Pacific Northwest, like the sticker, and they had like all the, they were Whole Foods' ideal customers, and they probably wore like underwear woven of hemp and all this stuff. And, you know, they used deer musk as cologne. I don't know. And he's like, let's go hiking and then camping in the woods. Now, I love nature, but I'm not going to lie or pretend to be I'm something I'm not. We, the people, invented the house, okay? So that we don't have to be homeless. And I just view, and if you love to do this, more power to you. I'm just telling you where I am. I don't like pretending to be homeless. We invented the house, okay? And the lights in it and the running water. Anyway, so this guy's like, let's go on a romantic, and it was cold because they're all bundled up, and it was in the Pacific Northwest, so it's raining. Like, you're going to be miserable, cold, and wet, and you're going to be sleeping on the cold, hard ground in your little tent. This is a nightmare. And then they go to a burger shack before they go up in the mountains. I'm not going to tell you the whole movie, but I will. So just warning. And
he asks for a vegetarian meal at a place that literally said it was the Burger Shack. And my first thought was, girl, it's already scary. You better run. I mean, him saying that was the audible. It was basically the equivalent of ch-ch-ch. You know what that means. So they go up. Aliens are involved. And somehow he gets, they're going to come and fill up the earth. And the alien likes the girl. And he wants her to go onto a planet away from, you know, the destruction that's coming to earth. And I'm like, is it destruction? Or is it going to help? Because everything is so stupid, it can't get much worse. That was my first thought. And as the final scene began to fade to black, the sky was full of these alien pods raining down like red, hateful, vengeful asteroids. And I just thought, oh, look, it's a better day. That's what I thought. I was like, this was supposed to be a scary movie, and I was not scared. I was hopeful. The only time I was scared was when, you know, she had to depend on the guy who went to the Burger Shack and got a vegetarian meal. And I'm like, how are you going to live in the woods? So anyway, long story short, everything is dumb. And I eagerly await our alien overlords. I don't know about you. Right? Kane, I would look. That's going to be a happy day. I'll play some Bill Withers.
Yep.
Right?
It's almost embarrassing to take them to our leader at this point.
Yeah. I mean, well, which leader? I mean, we got, you know, President Cheesebrain McDaddy Showers or, you know, President Crocs McCargo Shorts. I don't know. Like, which one? Which, where do we go? Or are you going to take him up to Little Castro up in Canada, right? Or are you going to take him to Hot for Teacher over in France? Like, where are you going? I'm full of it today, okay? All right. Got through that. I hope that we don't get, because that's the word that he used, right? Yeah. That's the word that he used. And I'm like trying to shut our government down and fully support Ukraine. No, I want our government to be shut down now. I don't care if he wears a suit or not. Now he's just like, it's just overkill, man. It's just overkill.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.